Teresa Jacobs came in first place with 42% of the vote. It wasn't enough to win the election outright, but she was still ecstatic when she gave her victory speech broadcast on Central Florida News 13.
All right, so we're halfway there. Nah, we're three quarters of the way there. Yeah, we've overcome all the odds. We've overcome $750,000 and some other chump change thrown in by some ECOs. And we've overcome some dishonest campaigning by some of our opponents.
The money reference is to the more than $700,000 raised by second-place finisher Bill Siegel for his primary campaign. Jacobs raised just over $200,000. Siegel says the money will be helpful in the runoff, and he also says he expects a different crowd to turn out in November, including more Democrats who might be more receptive to some of his positions.
I think I am more for smaller government and more of a social liberal. She is painted herself now as a very social conservative, and everybody that has observed government in the last 10 years when she was there, she is a big government process-oriented person.
There were two other contenders in the race for county mayor. County Commissioner Linda Stewart finished just 4 points behind Siegel with 19% of the vote. Businessman Matthew Falconer had 15% support. I'm Judith Smelser, 90.7 WMFE News.